Nora is one of those who did say yes to the Lord many years ago. Why don't you come up here so people could see you better? There you go. Right here. There you go. No hiding behind a pulpit with me. That's my job. I have no doubt that from an early age, God has been preparing Nora for what she is about to do. Nora, we as a church have no doubt that you are called of God to be involved in missions work in Tanzania. Over the years, we have seen you grow into a young woman. We have seen you grow spiritually. We have seen the growing awareness of God's call upon your life, and we are delighted. Today is an exciting day. You are here with family and friends and loved ones, people who have known you and stood by you over the years. You are in the city where you've pretty much spent your whole life, where you know where everything is. There are no surprises here. But pretty soon you will be leaving. You will be leaving all that behind. You will be going to an unfamiliar place with unfamiliar people, with unfamiliar customs. You will not know where to go to buy the cheapest groceries, how the transit system works, and so much more. There will be challenges. The work itself, I am sure, will be challenging and stretching the limits of your ability. But that's what you've been preparing for. And we are confident of this. I am confident of this, that the God who called you will watch over you and enable you. People have asked me how I feel about my daughter going to a far corner of the world. And I can say with absolute confidence, I know that you are in good hands. I don't presume to know where all this will lead. We have some idea about the next 2 years and two more years after that, perhaps. But even that isn't absolutely certain. In fact, that's the case for all of us. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We certainly don't know what's going to happen in the future. The future is filled with many unknowns that only God will reveal in his time. But we do know this, that he is with you, and he will never leave you. Your part is to remain faithful to him in spite of the challenges and changes you will face. Our part is to remain supportive of you, to remind you that we are here and we are behind you, to remind you that we are praying for you, to remind you that we appreciate and value the ministry that you will be engaged in for his kingdom. And in a way, you are going for all of us who invested in your life growing up, all of us who support you now in our prayers for you. But it is you who is going, you who is packing the suitcase and facing the challenges as you respond to God's call. Your mother and I, Heather, would you come with me? Your mother and I are delighted for you. We are absolutely thrilled for what God is doing in your life. And we have absolute confidence in you. And I'd like to give you a chance to say a few words if you'd like to.
Sure. I would like to say, mostly to the young people out there, it's important to seriously consider that question of whether or not you'll say yes to God. Also, I can definitely testify that God has been faithful. I really want to thank all of you for your prayers and support and encouragement. And you guys are all partners with me in more ways than one. It's a huge honor to be able to serve in this capacity, to have the opportunity to do so. And I'm looking forward to what lies ahead. I hope and trust that you'll continue to pray for me, because I know I'll need it. And I also want all of you to feel free to drop me a line or send me an email with a question anytime you like to, because I do love receiving correspondence and responding to questions. Thank you so much, everyone.
Now, We have a little gift for you from the church. Just something that is fairly light that you can take with you and to remind you and encourage you. Go ahead and open that if you like.
How much does it weigh,
Norm? 600 grams. Your mother's watching how you open that.
I was simply to be able to save the rock and paper. Sorry. Beautiful. I love it.
All right, you're welcome. I'll just put that here for now.
I definitely have room for a new
suitcase. Northern Lights, Yukon. A beautiful picture. Lovely. Very lovely. Well, I'd like to invite those in the congregation who'd like to come to just come and surround Nora at this time. Would you just come down over here? Heather, you can join her. And maybe those of you who would like to just come and surround her while we take part in this next little part of our service. You know, this is it's more than symbolic. It shows us that Nora, we are surrounding you. We are with you. Wherever you go, whatever you do, that you will not be left alone. Nora, I charge you in the presence of God and of Jesus Christ, as a servant of the Lord God, always be faithful to the Lord. Be faithful in times of joy or hardship, in celebration or struggle. Remember who it is that has called you and to whom you belong. Encourage those with whom you will work. Endure hardship as a servant of the Lord Most High. Fulfill your call to ministry and be blessed, knowing that you are responding not to man, but to the Lord your God, who has called you. And Nora, while you will be the one flying to Tanzania, know that we are behind you. We are here to hold you in prayer. We are here to support you, to be with you. We want you to know that your needs will be taken care of. And let me just say that we are proud of you, perhaps no more than your mother and myself, but all of us are proud of you. You are first and foremost representing Christ, but secondarily, you are representing all of us. Let me come down for a moment with you. That's great. Let's just pray here in a moment. Nora Ruth Hagen, on behalf of the White Horse Church of the Nazarene, I commission you to the ministry through Wycliffe, Canada, and pledge to you our prayers, encouragement, and support. May the Holy Spirit guide you and strengthen you, and that in all things may you do God's will in the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I pray, Father, that you would go with Nora. We know, Lord God, that you are with her. We just thank you for your love, your grace. Thank you, Father, for Nora's example of obedience, of sacrifice, of willing to let go of so many things that she could have had here, but willing to follow you instead, because you have called her. And we just pray, Father God, that you would bless her in some tremendous ways. And we look forward, Lord, to the reports of what is happening. We pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.